Esta es la lección 8 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Tomas. How's it going?
Not bad, but have you seen my notes? My notes for today's meeting?
No, I haven't. Wait, are they over there on that table?
Oh, yes, there they are. Thanks.
Listen again.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Tomas. How's it going?
Not bad, but have you seen my notes? My notes for today's meeting?
No, I haven't. Wait, are they over there on that table?
Oh, yes, there they are. Thanks.
¿Se acuerda cómo se pide la cuenta en un restaurante?
The check, please. I'd like the check, please.
Now you and an acquaintance are at a restaurant. Ask her what she'd like to drink.
What would you like to drink?
She says,
Una copa de vino tinto, por favor.
A glass of red wine, please.
Say that you'd like red wine, too.
I'd like red wine, too.
Ask,
¿Por qué no pedimos media botella?
Why don't we order a half bottle? A half bottle.
She says,
Bueno, ¿y qué quiere comer?
All right, and what do you want to eat?
Tell her that you're going to have the steak.
I'm going to have the steak.
Como dice ella informalmente, yo también.
Me too. Me too.
Ahora, ¿cómo llamaría usted a la mesera?
Miss. Miss.
Say,
Estamos listos para pedir.
We're ready to order.
Nos gustaría media botella de vino tinto.
We'd like a half bottle of red wine.
¿Cuál recomienda?
Which one do you recommend? Which one? Which one do you recommend?
Ella señala uno en la lista y dice, Este es muy bueno.
This one is very good.
Say.
Entonces, nos gustaría media botella de ese vino.
Then we'd like a half bottle of that wine.
Y ambos nos gustaría el bistec.
And we'd both like the steak.
Cuando termina su comida, ¿cómo pide la cuenta?
The check, please. We'd like the check.
Now it's another day. A colleague asks,
¿Ha visto mi pluma?
Have you seen my pen? My pen.
Estaba sobre la mesa.
It was on the table. It was on the table.
Junto a mis apuntes.
Next to my notes. Next to my notes.
O bajo mis apuntes.
Or under my notes. Or under my notes.
Pero ahora, mi pluma no está aquí.
But now my pen isn't here.
No está sobre la mesa.
It's not on the table.
Ni bajo la mesa, literalmente, o bajo la mesa.
Or under the table. It's not on the table or under the table.
Estaba junto a mis apuntes.
It was next to my notes.
Y ahora no veo mi pluma.
And now I don't see my pen.
Ni mis apuntes.
Or my notes. I don't see my pen or my notes.
Estaban aquí.
They were here. They were here.
Estaban aquí hace un minuto.
Listen and repeat.
They were here a minute ago. 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 A minute ago. They were here a minute ago.
Diga que estaban aquí hace un minuto.
They were here a minute ago.
Ask,
¿son estos sus apuntes?
Are these your notes? Are these your notes?
She says,
sí, ¿dónde estaban?
Yes, where were they? Where were they?
Hace un minuto.
A minute ago. A minute ago.
Estaban sobre esta mesa.
They were on this table.
Estos son mis apuntes.
These are my notes.
Diga que estaban bajo un periódico.
They were under a newspaper.
Say,
y aquí está su pluma también.
And here's your pen, too.
¿Dónde estaba?
Where was it?
Junto a sus apuntes.
Next to your notes. It was next to your notes.
Ahora, usted llama a su esposo por teléfono para platicar acerca de un viaje próximo.
Ask her if she has a few minutes.
Do you have a few minutes?
You tell her.
Me gustaría que platicáramos de nuestro viaje.
Listen.
I'd like to discuss our trip. I'd like to discuss our trip.
Ahora, escuche y repita la primera parte.
I'd like to discuss. 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 I'd like to discuss.
Literalmente, me gustaría platicar. Diga, platicar.
Discuss. To discuss. To discuss our trip.
Now try to say,
Me gustaría que platicáramos de nuestro viaje. O me gustaría platicar de nuestro viaje. De se omite.
I'd like to discuss our trip. I'd like to discuss our trip.
Dígale otra vez que le gustaría platicar de su viaje.
I'd like to discuss our trip.
Ella está de acuerdo. Entonces pregunta, ¿ya hiciste nuestras reservaciones para el hotel?
Listen.
Have you made our hotel reservations yet? Have you made our hotel reservations yet?
Ahora, escuche y repita la primera parte de esa pregunta.
Have you made? Made. Made. You made. Have you made?
Ahora, reservaciones.
Listen and repeat.
Reservations. Shins. They. Vations. Reser. Reservations. Hotel reservations.
Say again.
Reservaciones para el hotel.
Hotel reservations. Hotel reservations.
¿Ya hiciste nuestras reservaciones para el hotel?
Listen and repeat.
Have you made our hotel reservations yet? Yet. Have you made our hotel reservations yet?
Fíjese que en inglés hay varias palabras que significan ya. Entre ellas,
already, yet.
Usted ha usado
yet
anteriormente con enunciados negativos. También es común en preguntas en tiempo pasado con
have.
Pregunte, ¿ya hiciste nuestras reservaciones para el hotel?
Have you made our hotel reservations yet? Have you made our hotel reservations yet?
Try to say,
tenemos que hacerlas pronto.
We have to make them soon. Make. We have to make them soon.
Say,
me gustaría que platicáramos de nuestro viaje.
I'd like to discuss our trip. I'd like to discuss our trip.
Your wife asks again,
¿ya hiciste nuestras reservaciones para el hotel?
Have you made our hotel reservations yet? Have you made our hotel reservations yet?
Tenemos que hacerlas pronto.
We have to make them soon.
He aquí cómo se dice, sí, hice las reservaciones.
Listen and repeat.
Yes, I made the reservations. Made. Made. I made. Yes, I made the reservations.
¿Cómo contestaría usted, sí, las hice?
Yes, I made them. I made them.
Ella le pregunta otra vez si ya hizo las reservaciones para el hotel.
Have you made the hotel reservations yet?
Now say,
No, todavía no.
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Say,
Voy a hacerlas pronto.
I'm going to make them soon.
Primero, tenemos que platicar de nuestro viaje.
First, we have to discuss our trip. First, we have to discuss our trip.
Y luego, voy a hacer nuestras reservaciones para el hotel.
And then I'm going to make our hotel reservations.
Ella pregunta con sorpresa, ¿Quieres que platicamos de nuestro viaje otra vez?
Listen.
You want to discuss our trip again?
Recuerde que cuando los norteamericanos están sorprendidos, a menudo se expresan mediante este orden de palabras. Pregunte con sorpresa, ¿Quieres que platiquemos de nuestro viaje otra vez?
You want to discuss our trip again? You want to discuss our trip again?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Ask.
¿Prefieres ir a San Francisco?
Would you rather go to San Francisco? Rather go. Would you rather go to San Francisco?
Or Seattle?
Or to Seattle?
She answers,
Prefiero ir a San Francisco.
I'd rather go to San Francisco.
Try to say,
Fuimos ahí hace unos años.
We went there a few years ago. A few years ago. We went there a few years ago.
Y me gustaría ir ahí otra vez.
And I'd like to go there again.
Hay mucho que hacer ahí.
There's a lot to do there.
¿Te acuerdas?
Listen and repeat.
Do you remember? Remember. Burr. Member. Remember. Remember. Do you remember?
Try to ask.
¿Te acuerdas de nuestro viaje? De se omite.
Do you remember our trip? Do you remember our trip?
Fue hace unos años.
It was a few years ago.
¿Te acuerdas de nuestro viaje, verdad?
You remember our trip, don't you?
Say,
Sí, claro.
Yes, of course.
Me acuerdo muy bien de nuestro viaje. Cuidado con el orden de las palabras.
I remember our trip very well. I remember our trip very well.
San Francisco es una ciudad bonita.
San Francisco is a beautiful city.
She says,
Entonces, vayamos ahí otra vez.
Then let's go there again.
Try to say,
Y hagamos.
And let's make,
hagamos nuestras reservaciones para el hotel pronto.
Let's make our hotel reservations soon. Let's make our hotel reservations soon.
Ask,
¿Cuál hotel prefieres?
Which hotel do you prefer?
El Serrano o el Hyatt?
The Serrano.
The Serrano or the Hyatt? Hyatt. Serrano. The Serrano or the Hyatt?
She says,
Prefiero el Hyatt.
I prefer the Hyatt.
Usted no oyó. Pregunte, ¿cuál?
Which one? Which one?
Try to say,
El Hyatt. Nos quedamos ahí hace unos años.
The Hyatt. We stayed there a few years ago. Stayed. We stayed there a few years ago.
¿No te acuerdas?
Listen and repeat.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember?
Ask again.
¿No te acuerdas?
Don't you remember?
Nos quedamos ahí hace unos años.
We stayed there a few years ago.
Más tarde, usted llama al Hyatt. Luego, usted le comenta a un colega. Bueno, hice las reservaciones.
Well, I made the reservations. I made the reservations.
Now ask her if she has a pen.
Do you have a pen?
Ask.
¿Y ha visto mis apuntes?
And have you seen my notes?
Esta mañana.
This morning.
Estaban sobre esta mesa.
They were on this table.
Ella le enseña unos papeles y pregunta, ¿son estos sus apuntes?
Are these your notes? Are these your notes?
Say.
Sí. ¿Dónde estaban?
Yes. Where were they? Yes. Where were they?
She answers.
Junto a ese libro.
Next to that book.
Bajo su periódico.
Under your newspaper.
Say.
Se lo agradezco. Y ahora.
Thank you. And now.
Si tiene tiempo.
If you have time.
Me gustaría que platicáramos de la reunión de hoy.
I'd like to discuss today's meeting. Today's meeting.
Después del trabajo, usted se reúne con su esposa en un restaurante. ¿Cómo dice la jefa de comedor que los menús están sobre la mesa?
The menus are on the table.
The waiter arrives.
¿Cómo pregunta si ustedes están listos para pedir?
Are you ready to order? Ask him what he recommends.
What do you recommend?
He says,
El bistec es muy bueno.
The steak is very good. You and your wife both order the steak. Now say,
Nos gustaría media botella de vino tinto también.
We'd like a half bottle of red wine, too.
Say to your wife,
Ahora, platiquemos de nuestro viaje.
Now let's discuss our trip. Let's discuss our trip.
She says,
Vamos a San Francisco, ¿verdad?
We're going to San Francisco, aren't we? Aren't we?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, we are.
¿Ya hiciste nuestras reservaciones para el hotel?
Have you made our hotel reservations yet? Have you made our hotel reservations yet?
Answer.
Sí, hice las reservaciones esta mañana.
Yes, I made the reservations this morning. I made the reservations this morning.
Now say,
Peter Johnson vive en San Francisco ahora.
Peter Johnson lives in San Francisco now.
Quizá podamos visitar a Peter.
Maybe we can visit Peter.
She asks,
Peter Johnson, ¿quién es?
Peter Johnson, who's that? Who's that?
Ask.
¿No te acuerdas?
Don't you remember? Don't you remember?
Solíamos trabajar juntos.
We used to work together. We used to work together.
Hace unos años.
A few years ago.
Oh, sí. Ahora me acuerdo.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
Después de terminar, ¿cómo pediría usted la cuenta?
The check, please.
Este es el final de la lección 8.